In today's episode, Coco and I sit down and we chat about our highs and lows from our most recent cruise as a family, and we're so excited to share this. So get that cup of coffee or tackle that next to-do list and tune in as you hear about our Loco adventures. Hey there, welcome to the Loco Travel Life Podcast, where we, two moms and sisters, share our experiences of traveling with our kiddos. I'm Lindsay, or as my nephews call me, Lolo.
And I'm Carly, aka Auntie Coco, and we're your hosts. Our most recent vacation as a Loco event, we went as a family. We call ourselves the BCG. It's the initial of all of our last names put together in order of who got married first. And also it's alphabetically sound. So B, C, and G.
I never realized that it's based on the dates of who got married first. I thought it was just alphabetical.
No, it's both. Papa and I had an entire conversation about it on the cruise.
Oh, good. I learned something new today.
I'm so glad. But traveling as the BCG is a highlight in general. But we just want to recap a little bit of like new experiences that we had because we went on the cruise, or things that brought us a lot of joy, the highlight moments, you know, that highlight reel. Also throwing in some real life, like, was it, you know, not just sugarcoating things, but these are like our big takeaways that we are excited about, that are those like core memories that we've made, that we have together from cruising, and then things that like we want to share with you. Yes, they're highlights, all of the things, but it's great to hear like what other people experienced and why they really truly enjoyed cruising. One of the big things was getting to let Monroe and McCoy and even Ryan experience some things that we've never gotten to do and we probably would have never done at home. The first day, the boys, Obi and Ryan and Monroe and McCoy, got to experience the iFly together. The iFly is a skydiving simulator. That's something that Obi really enjoys. And so getting to see them get to experience it was so cool.
And it was free to experience something that's generally pretty expensive. I mean, skydiving is an expensive hobby. And it's expensive to do the iFly just around town. So the fact that we were able to do it for free, like, that's huge. And it was so fun watching, seeing their looks, especially McCoy. I think I have the one video. McCoy's eyes are just so big.
I was so excited that McCoy met the minimum age requirement for it because he is the kid in life that thinks he can fly. It was nice to just give him that, like, actual experience of maybe what it feels like to fly. Now, I didn't do it. Didn't check any boxes for me to jump in that iFly. Could I have? Yes. Was it free to me? Uh-huh. I still said no, and I'm okay with that decision.
And for me, I've actually skydived in person in real life and really have no desire to do it again. So for me, one of my, maybe what I feel like is a core memory I will always remember on this trip in particular was watching Kai being able to interact with other kiddos. Specifically on Splashaway Bay on the cruise, I got to see him wait in line and listen to the lifeguards. When we got there, it was a little hard. I had to be standing on the steps with him. And then by the end of the trip, he was able to do it himself. Seeing him learn that skill and the joy that it brought him to be independent and be able to do that himself was huge. I'm realizing those moments are really memorable for me. In Hawaii, he was able to hold our hand and we left the cruise and he learned how to wait in line and listen to other adults. And maybe that seems minuscule, but I just feel like, man, that is him learning skills to be able to be who he wants to be, but still be a respectful two-year-old. And that just makes my mama heart so happy.
So fun. He was so cute in Splashaway Bay. And I think him and Roey enjoyed that time together. Koi, on the other hand, that Splashaway Bay might have been not his best friend. I think he injured himself maybe 2 times. Nothing major. I might have thought his front tooth was coming out at one point, but it's fine.
I think Koi and I might have something in common with cruise ships and getting our heads hurt.
Yeah, I think he ran into us several kids at different things, and Koi lost every time.
I have to say, this wasn't technically on the cruise, but I'm going to share it because I'm remembering it and it's bringing me so much joy. And if you're judging me for this, that's fine. We all stayed in the same hotel the night before the cruise. Because our boys don't live in the same state, they get really excited when they see each other. That night in the hotel, we needed to burn some energy, and they were playing in the hallway together and just racing each other. It was the best.
It wasn't quiet hours. They knew the difference. You had set boundaries they needed to follow when they were running in the hallway.
But they had so much fun, and just seeing them create those memories as cousins, at least for me, just brings my mama heart and my aunt heart so much joy, especially because we don't live close to each other.
Right. And we wish we did, but it's okay.
All right. So clearly we've talked about our kiddos and their experiences and that bringing us joy. But what about us? What about you, Coco? What was maybe something you individually did that brought you joy? Because it's important to take time for yourself as a mom to enjoy things and not just have joy through your children.
So I think the evenings were really fun for me because I got to choose going to a show or getting to go and just play cards. But I think one of my favorite things was we went out as couples one night, Lolo and Obi and Ryan and I. We went and did this Family Feud game show, and Ryan even participated in it, and it was great. And his answer was terrible, and we gave him a hard time about it, for sure.
You gave him a hard time.
Okay, but seriously, what it was, name something you associate with Hawaii. And he responded, coconuts.
In case you probably didn't hear that from the microphone, Ryan is in the background as we're recording this episode, and he just shouted, hey, from the kitchen because he doesn't appreciate that we're sharing this story.
It was late, and we were trying to make it past our bedtime, really. Let's just be honest. We like to go to bed when our kids go to bed. We were pushing ourselves, and we were doing everything we could to try and stay awake to make it to the comedy hour that night. Lolo and Ryan were like, no, can't do it. Can't hang anymore. And Obi and I actually did it together. We went and saw comedy, and it was so nice. Was the comedy necessarily the best? Oh, did we laugh? Absolutely. Was it funny that it was just him and I that made it that night? Yes. Is that something I'll remember? 100%. What about you?
For me, it was the day in Jamaica where we sent the kiddos to Adventure Ocean in the morning, and we had some time to ourselves as adults, just the four couples, and we could have done whatever we wanted, but we chose to spend time together. Obi had actually asked us a few days before, I think, and he was looking at the cruise compass, hey guys, there's a pickleball free play. Do you guys want to play? And I had never played pickleball, so if I'm being honest, I kind of ignored him, but then we decided, let's go play.
Nor had I, or Ryan, for that matter.
What else were we going to do? So of course, we played pickleball, and we had so much fun. We were belly laughing. If there is a recording of this somewhere, it would probably be extremely hysterical to watch. And the professionals playing next to us were definitely judging us, but we appreciated their patience as we were playing. It was so fun to play a new sport with my husband and my sister, who are essentially my favorite people in the whole world. So it was nice to escape and not have to be responsible with our kiddos and just have fun. It was a blast.
It was a lot of fun, and we've never played.
Yeah, I didn't even have tennis shoes on.
We all went back to the rooms and changed our shoes.
Yeah, I had closed-toed shoes on, and I had my Dr. Scholl's, what do you call those?
Flats?
I mean, it's not flats.
Not athletic tennis shoes, just sneakers.
I don't know. Maybe slip-ons? Basically, to sum up, they're not tennis shoes, they're not flats, but they have support in them, so my feet don't hurt.
because we've reached that age where we make sure that we're in travel shoes that don't hurt our feet.
Yeah, I've reached the phase of life where I don't really care about what shoes I'm wearing as long as they make my feet not hurt. For formal night, I wore sandals, and then I think the rest of the evenings, I wore my Dr. Scholl's for the rest of the cruise because I didn't want to be rocking around in my flip-flops that weren't comfortable. So enough talking about shoes and not wanting our feet to hurt in our age, fully feeling 31 and 34. So Coco, any other highlights?
I think another highlight for me was just getting to spend some quality time with my sister and my mom. We had a couple moments where it was girl time. I think that was a highlight for me, but I really think experiencing the beach as a family, like all of us getting off the ship together, you know, being wind blown in the one tunnel at Coco Cay. Gosh, and mom was so on point, like trying to get us pictures. We were not prepared for the intense wind getting off the ship, but it is a memory that I have. Like the wind, I kid you not, was so intense that I thought it was going to blow my children over.
Yeah, the wind was intense. That morning, I was super fearful that we weren't even going to be able to dock because we were delayed docking and we could see the other ship that was there as well. And I was like, I had been reading on the mom blogs that there were a lot of times where they weren't able to stop because the wind had been so bad, but they did it. We had a little delayed start, but it was entirely worth it. And I'm so glad that we were able to safely dock at Coco Cay because it was truly a perfect day besides the wind, but that's an experience that we will never forget. But not a super core memory or anything, but the funnel cakes at Coco Cay, 12 out of 10. These funnel cakes were delicious. I mean, cruising is all about food, and the food was delicious on the ship and on the islands that we went to that were Royal Caribbean. But out of all of the food that we tried, I have to say, the funnel cake is something that I would go back for and 10 out of 10 recommend.
I was really hoping that they were going to be at our next destination, but they are pretty specific to Coco Cay, but they have the perfect funnel cake recipe down, and it's individual size. I mean, albeit we all wanted to go back for more, so it wasn't going to be super individualized, but it's something that we all enjoyed. I think it checked boxes for everybody that tried it for our family.
100%. Everyone loved the funnel cake. It was a huge hit.
Yeah, and I think we all even said it was the best funnel cake we've ever had in our whole life. And we've had a lot of funnel cake. It's mom's one of mom's favorite things to have.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was the only thing we were allowed to buy when we went to amusement parks was funnel cakes. Everything else we weren't allowed to buy, but we could have a funnel cake.
Yeah, we definitely could have a funnel cake. She always said yes to a good funnel cake. But this one, she got to say yes to, and it was free, and we did not do it enough. We should have gone back and had more funnel cakes.
Okay, so takeaway, funnel cakes, 10 out of 10. So there were definitely a lot of highs on this trip. I really don't know if I can think of a low. Okay, wait, I changed my mind. Here's my one big low of the trip. I'm going to be real honest on this one because I feel like we've talked a lot about the highs. So it wouldn't be fair if I didn't also share a low. So here it is. The beds were awful. 0 out of 10. We even brought our own pillows from home. I usually travel with only one of my two pillows, but I brought them both because I'm 31 and sleep is important to me, but those beds, they were awful. I don't remember the beds on other cruises being that uncomfortable, and I don't know if it's because of the age that I'm at or that I'm really prioritizing good quality sleep, but I came home exhausted, and it wasn't from the lack of going to bed at a reasonable hour and making sure I got enough sleep because I did really try to prioritize sleep. I don't know. Did you have the experience or did you think that I'm overreacting?
Well, considering that I really don't sleep very much in general right now, and I was still in that season of my children waking up all the time, especially Memphis. Love him dearly, but he gets up a lot right now. But the beds were just, they were hard. I think it was one of the things, like, I laid down and I was like, this isn't the comfiest, but I'll make it. And I did.
We made it, but I was really happy to be back in my own bed. I'm just 31. I guess that's what happens when you turn 30.
Welcome to the club. I think I have two quick lows.
Okay.
Two of them. Maybe I'm just a little naive in this, but a definite con for me was it was not super easy to find bathrooms that had changing tables. And maybe I should have researched that a little bit more, like which ones have it, so that I could do that with Memphis. Like changing his diaper was a little bit like, ugh, I've got to go find somewhere. And then the other thing about that is most of the time the changing tables were also in the handicap bathrooms. And there's quite a few people on the cruise ships that are like in mobility devices, and that is great. But when you consider that you're like only tailoring to the people with needs like that in one bathroom, it's always going to be full. And it was. And I was like, okay, like, do I just change them on the floor? Do I not? Like, it was a real thing for me. I didn't love that. It was not super easy, especially for like being as family friendly as they want to be. That was a low point. But another thing for me, low wise, we talked about pictures and how it was great and all of the things. But my children could not hang the night that we wanted to do family pictures, and it was hard. It was not my favorite moment in life. I was doing everything in my power to try and get them to cooperate. They just weren't having it. Not a bit. Not one thing. So just looking back and just knowing, hey, it would have been okay, but it affected me a little bit more than I would like to admit, and it was hard. But they're kids and they were tired, and it was just what it was. But definitely was like, you know, I just want to be real about the picture taking. Like, it can be hard sometimes too.
I think looking back, maybe we probably should have gotten dressed up another night to try it again. But
yeah, I don't know if it would have gone well. Monroe was just so hot. And McCoy was like, I don't know, he was out to lunch. They're so funny in the pictures. Like, we'll have to share some highlights from that, because looking back, it's hysterical. I mean, Monroe has blue teeth at some point because I brought Taffy to bribe them and it still didn't work. So all those moms out there like, yeah, you should have just given them candy. I did. It didn't work. It didn't help. I tried.
Just us being real with you, we had some really great highs on this trip and a few lows, but it really overall was a great trip. And we are planning for our BCG vacation in 2026.
It went well enough that we all want to spend more time together and experience it again on a different cruise, and we look forward to it.
So we hope this episode encouraged you to face the logo and take that next adventure and book that next trip.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Loco Travel Life podcast. Until next time, Loco Travel Lifers, get out there, face the loco, and enjoy your next adventure. You've got this.